a new segment called Bumba Nights, where we will be discussing the teachings of Sheikh Ahmed Lumumba, Mom Sheikh Ibn Fall, and the teachings of Mu'tazilism. And one of the books that I decided to go over, inshallah, will be this book by our brother, inshallah, Brother Qiyam Abdullahi, one of the best books in English on the teachings of Sheikh Ahmed Lumumba. And for those who want to listen in, you can find us, American Mother Daughter of Western Pennsylvania, on Anchor, inshallah ta'ala. So I was recording on Mixer, but I decided to use a different program that gives us a little bit more time to go over the teachings, inshallah ta'ala. So we're going to start with, show if I can find it, the page that we left off on. So we're going to start from his vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a very important subject, inshallah. Hopefully I can get some more light in here due to my vision, but bear with me, inshallah. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmani r-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-deen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ihdina sirata mustaqeem. Sirata ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghareeb al-maktubi alayhim. Walad-dallin. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all the Muslims healing in this time, in this trying time, with those who are affected throughout the Muslim world with the coronavirus. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal all the Muslims afflicted with illness and pain throughout the Muslim world by the blessings of Mom Sheikh Sirin Toba and Sheikh Ma'arim Fa. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our words to be correct and just, and allow us not to transgress the bounds, and let us begin in the most holiest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we're going to start from the visitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the history of Mount Sirin Toba. And at the end of the 5 years retreat, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam accompanied with the companions of Badr to come and visit Sirin Toba in the mosque. The Prophet announced to him that he was the Qutb of his time, meaning that he was the leading Uliyah of his time. He was a big Uliyah of his time. But he could not occupy this function until he reached the age of 40 years old. So, one of the requirements to become a Qutb, or leading Uliyah, is that one must be, according to Quran, 40 years old. 40 years old, one must achieve before he can take the station of Qutb. And this is something that if we go and study the lives of Ghazali, Ibn Arabi, Abdul Qadir Jilani, these different Uliya took the position or station at the age of 40. Abu Hassan al-Shatterli, so on and so forth. But today, people want to jump and become sheikh or become Uliyah at the age of 19, you know, for popularity reasons. This is not the reason why one becomes a sheikh, a spiritual guidance. And throughout the teaching of Mu'tazilism, we're going to learn this, inshallah. So, Sirin Toba was only 39 and 9 months old. Sirin Toba replied that he hoped that he was to be with the Prophet all the time. And like the companions of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions of Badr, earned a position by fighting in the battle of Badr. This battle has no equivalence in history of mankind. If the Muslims had lost this battle, the truth and the true way of worshiping Allah would have been lost. So what we understand from this is that Mom Sirin Toba, he wanted the position of Ahlul Badr to the point there's a qasa'id that he wrote called Ahlu Badr when he speaks about this. So he wanted to have the reward that the Sahaba or the people of Badr will have. And keep we're going to keep reading because he's going to go into more details on this. So the Prophet told him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet told him that many times before they had reached his presence level, but no one had reached the level that he was asking for because the trials too. Obtaining the level were difficult. And the Prophet explained to him to reach the level he would have to accept and overcome all trials without asking for any help. And I'm just going to build on that tonight. Let's just build on that because I don't want to take up too much time. And we're going to do this on Saturdays as well. We're going to call this Bumba Nights. When we think about this, right? He wanted the reward and he wanted the station of Badr. And the Prophet told him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in order for him to reach that or to attain that, he had to go through trial. He had to go through test without asking for any help. SubhanAllah. If we look at Mansouri Touba, with the colonization of the French, with the exile to Gabon, with the exile to Mauritania, being almost eaten by a lion, being kicked off a boat, all this he went through without asking for any help. It's easy. He could have went to the people of Senegal. He could have went to the people of Mauritania. He could have went to the people of Mali. But he went through this trial without any help. Without asking for anybody's help, he went and undertook the trials to achieve what the people of Badr achieved. Alhamdulillah. He went through that. He went through trial. And this should be a real live example. When we study the life of Sardin Touba, we are not only studying the life of Sardin Touba. We are studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are studying the life of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. This is what we are doing. So when we are following Imam Sardin Touba, when we are following Imam Sheikh Mufar, we are following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are following the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Just to keep that very clear, because many people are throwing out accusations. You Baifal, you Moritz, you guys, you give more attention to Imam Sheikh Mufar. You give more attention to Sardin Touba. We say we never met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We never met the Sahaba. We never met Umar. We never met Uthman. We never had met any of these righteous salihin. So Allah guided to us a man to remind us. He guided us to two great men, Imam Sardin Touba and Imam Sheikh Mufar, who we could identify with, who came to show us how to put the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam into practice. Imam Sheikh Mufar, he came and showed us how to put the path of Imam Sardin Touba into practice. So this is what we get. When we follow Imam Sardin Touba, we're following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're following the Sahaba. And we're following Imam Sheikh Mufar. We are following Sardin Touba, who is following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasahbihi wasallam. So let's keep this in its proper context. That Mu'tazilism, as Sheikh Abdullah Farmi, a good friend of mine and a teacher, he said in his book, right here, this is in English, and you can find it in French as well. In his book, he said, Mu'tazilism is divided into three branches. Iman by Tawheed, or Aqidah. Islam by Fiqh, which is Maliki school. and Islam but tasawwuf. This is what Murtadism is. So the very essence of Murtadism is based upon the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and singing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as wa jal alone in his names and attributes, in his essence and in his acts. In Islam, by the fiqh, is properly praying, fasting, doing the rituals of Islam according to the blessed celestial Imam Malik Rahim Allahu Ta'ala. And Islam is sanctioned by tasawwuf, is he codified. He rectified and he revived the path of tasawwuf. Because many of the Sufis of his time, they were doing things that were contradicting the path of tasawwuf. So Sarin Tuba took to the pen and started writing the qasa'ads on esoteric level to guide us on what is the true path to tasawwuf. How do we practice tasawwuf? So this is what Imam Sarin Tuba did. And I'm going to end there tonight, inshallah ta'ala, Saturday night at 7. We'll continue on what Bamba Nights, inshallah ta'ala. And ask you all, inshallah ta'ala, to keep me and my family in dua. I may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and protect us from this deadly coronavirus. And we're going to end off with a dua, a new segment called Bamba Nights, where we will be discussing the teachings of Sheikh Amadou Bamba, Mom Sheikh Ibn Fall, and the teachers of Murtadism. And one of the books that I decided to go over, inshallah, will be this book by our brother, inshallah, Brother Qiyam Abdullahi, one of the best books in English on the teachings of Sheikh Amadou Bamba. And for those who want to listen in, you can find us, American Murray Daughter of Western Pennsylvania, on Anchor, inshallah ta'ala. So, I was recording on Mixer, but I decided to use a different program that gives us a little bit more time to go over the teachings, inshallah ta'ala. So we're going to start with, show if I can find it, the page that we left off on. So we're going to start from his vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a very important subject, inshallah. Hopefully I can get some more light in here due to my vision, but bear with me, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all the Muslims healing in this time, in this trying time, those who are affected throughout the Muslim world with the coronavirus. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal all the Muslims afflicted with illness and pain throughout the Muslim world by the blessings of Mom Sheikh Sarin Tuba and Sheikh Marifa. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our words to be correct and just, and allow us not to transgress the bounds, and let us begin in the most holiest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahi ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. So we're going to start from the visitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the history of Mount Sarin Tuba. And at the end of the 5 years retreat, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam accompanied with the companions of Badr to come and visit Sarin Tuba in the mosque. The Prophet announced to him that he was the Qutb of his time, meaning that he was the leading Uliyah of his time. He was a big Uliyah of his time. But he could not occupy this function until he reached the age of 40 years old. So one of the requirements to become a Qutb or leading Uliyah is that one must be, according to Quran, 40 years old. 40 years old, man, one must achieve before he can take the station of Qutb. And this is something that if we go and study the lives of Ghazali, Ibn Arabi, Abdul Qadir Jilani, these different uliya took the position or station at the age of 40. Abu Hassan al-Shatterli, so on and so forth. But today, people want to jump and become sheikh or become uliya at the age of 19, you know, for popularity reasons. This is not the reason why one becomes a sheikh, a spiritual guidance. And throughout the teaching of Murtadism, we're going to learn this, inshallah. So, Serene Tuba was only 39 and 9 months old. Serene Tuba replied that he hoped that he was to be with the Prophet all the time. And like the companions of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions of Badr, earned a position by fighting in the Battle of Badr. This battle has no equivalence in history of mankind. If the Muslims had lost this battle, the truth and the true way of worshiping Allah would have been lost. So what we understand from this is that Imam Serene Tuba, he wanted the position of Ahlul Badr to the point there's a qasa'id that he wrote called Ahlul Badr when he speaks about this. So he wanted to have the reward that the Sahaba or the people of Badr will have. And we're going to keep reading because he's going to go into more details on this. So the Prophet told him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet told him that many times before they had reached his presence level, but no one had reached the level that he was asking for because the trials to obtain the level were difficult. And the Prophet explained to him to reach the level he would have to accept and overcome all trials without asking for any help. And I just want to build on that tonight. Let's just build on that because I don't want to take up too much time. And we're going to do this on Saturdays as well. We're going to call this Bumba Nights. When we think about this, right? He wanted the reward and he wanted the station of Badr. And the Prophet told him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in order for him to reach that or to attain that, he had to go through trial. He had to go through test without asking for any help. SubhanAllah. If we look at Imam Serene Tuba, with the colonization of the French, with the exile to Gabon, with the exile to Mauritania, being almost eaten by a lion, being kicked off a boat, all this he went through without asking for any help. It's easy. He could have went to the people of Senegal. He could have went to the people of Mauritania. He could have went to the people of Mali. But he went through this trial without any help. Without asking for anybody's help. He went and undertook the trials to achieve what the people of Badr achieved. Alhamdulillah. He went through that. He went through trial. And this should be a real live example. When we study the life of Serene Tuba, we are not only studying the life of Serene Tuba. We are studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are studying the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. This is what we are doing. So when we are following Imam Serene Tuba, when we are following Imam Sheikh Mufar, we are following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are following the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Just to keep that very clear, because many people are throwing out accusations. You Baifal, you Moritz, you guys, you give more attention to Imam Sheikh Mufar. You give more attention to Surin Tuba. We say we never met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We never met the Sahaba. We never met Umar. We never met Uthman. We never had met any of these righteous salihin. So Allah guided to us a man to remind us. He guided us to two great men. Imam Surin Tuba, Imam Sheikh Rafal, who we can identify with, who came to show us how to put the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam into practice. Imam Sheikh Rafal, he came and showed us how to put the path of Imam Surin Tuba into practice. So this is what we get. When we follow Imam Surin Tuba, we're following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We're following the Sahaba. And we're following Imam Sheikh Rafal, we are following Surin Tuba, who is following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So let's keep this in its proper context. That Mu'tazilism, as Sheikh Abdullah Farmi, a good friend of mine and a teacher, he said in his book, right here, this is in English, and you can find it in French as well. In his book, he said, Mu'tazilism is divided into three branches. Iman by Tawheed, or Aqidah. Islam by Fiqh, which is Maliki school. And Islam by Tasawwuf. This is what Mu'tazilism is. So the very essence of Mu'tazilism is based upon the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wajal alone in his names and attributes, in his essence and in his acts. In Islam by Fiqh is properly praying, fasting, doing the rituals of Islam according to the blessed celestial Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. And Islam is sanctified by Tasawwuf, is he codified. He rectified and he revived the path of Tasawwuf. Because many of the Sufis of his time, they were doing things that were contradicting the path of Tasawwuf. So Surin Tuba took to the pen and started writing the qasa'ids on esoteric level to guide us on what is the true path to Tasawwuf. How do we practice Tasawwuf? So this is what Imam Surin Tuba did. And I'm going to end there tonight, inshallah ta'ala. Saturday night at 7, we'll continue on what Bamba Nights, inshallah ta'ala. And ask you all, inshallah ta'ala, to keep me and my family in dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and protect us from this deadly coronavirus. And we're going to end off with a dua.